今年感恩节是很不一样的感恩节，至少对我来说是很不一样的。大家还知道我以前讲过 有一个讲到的题目，大家还记得曾经讲过一个恭喜发财的题目吗？ Do you still remember that the sermon title that I preached before is about the prosperity? Still remember? Yeah, remember. Good, thank you. 那你记得就是我的鼓励。You still remember? It's an encouragement to me. So I share with you guys about throughout my life, even until now, I never bought the new car, right?我已经跟你们分享过，我这一生到现在，我从来没有买过新房子，也没有买过车子。So all the car that I'm driving actually is second hand or owned by some people. I just borrow from them, just temporarily for my work here. 我通常我所驾的车呢，都是被人借来的。那你知道十天前 ，just 10 days ago, it's a November 11. 就在十天前，十一月十一号的晚上。当我心中还在思想很多事工的时候 I'm still thinking a lot of ministry until midnight 12:45 p.m. 1 p.m. 1 a.m. early in the morning I'm still thinking on my bed 所以我正在床上我一直在想很多关于我事工啊还有讲道啊很多的事工在讲 All of a sudden outside my window I hear the sewing sound 那个我就突然间从我的这个窗口外面呢听到很强烈这个锯的声音哇 so loud until it really alert me 然后我突然间就被吓醒了我不是吓醒了我就知道了 alert me that the car is in trouble sorry so 那个车呢现在是很危险了因为 somebody is going to do something on my car当我and then I opened my window, I saw a car just parked near to my car. Actually, it's not my car. I just borrowed from my sister and my brother-in-law. So it's a Honda. 所以我就看着他，他就给我车呢下方就开始锯了。So I rushed down to downstairs and then try to do something. But in 3 minutes, less than 2 minutes actually, it's gone.Less than 2 minutes is gone. But the car is still there. The car is still there, but they're already gone. The car is normal from outside. Nothing is different. 那个车看起来呢，什么事情都没有，就发现他到底在做些什么事情，他在锯些什么。At the end, I found out. And then I would try to park out. 然后呢, I tried to park my car somewhere, okay, so they become more safe. 所以我就把我的车呢，就开 start my car, 然后放在一些地方，结果发现原来里面那个什么 catalytic converter 也就是 catalytic converter you know right you've been in it is very common cases in the state 所以 catalytic converter 被它锯掉了所以整个车就报销了 because 那架车已经很旧了啦所以今年呢突然间没车了 so no more car so because of that what happened 所以我就借我姐姐的车In my whole entire life, I never drive BMW. So these two Sundays, I drove BMW to the church. So praise the Lord, be thankful. Just before our sermon today, just to share with you a recent journey, my experience. So, 真的没有驾过，这次驾这么好的 BMW 才发现原来是这么的棒。OK， 好 ，Let's back to our sermon today. Be thankful to the Lord for every circumstances we're facing in our daily life. 我们每天所遇见每件事情，用我们感恩的心来向神自己来面对。好，我们接下来看 Bonfire Chicken 烤火上的鸡。当你们Whenever you think about bonfire chicken, what could you think of? What that reminds you? 当你看到我的题目叫烤火上的鸡的时候，烤火跟鸡的时候，你想到些什么？哈？哈？香味。See, now you also can smell from our kitchen. Okay, right? Just now when I praise and worship, I give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks so many. Wow, this smell is so good. Wow, I can still smell. 所以我们会想到说烤火上的鸡的时候，我们会想到 Thanksgiving， 我们会想到 Turkey， 我们会想到 tasty, delicate, delicate meal, delicate dishes, all kinds of things. 那 So, see, here's a chicken. And then we kill the chicken, we slaughter chicken, and it becomes a naked chicken. And then we put on the fire, and it becomes a roasted chicken or roasted turkey. It's very tasty.So, if I ask you, can you think of any story in this book related to this bonfire chicken? Uh-oh. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, there's one thing. Okay, no problem. In the Bible, actually, we have many talking animals. Okay?The first talking animal is a snake. 在圣经里面有很多会讲话的动物，其中一个动物呢就是蛇。蛇讲了三句话。This snake spoke three times, three sentences or three phrases. Important. 神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有算果子吗？你们不一定死，因为神知道你吃日子，明知眼睛明亮，明不如神能知道善恶。Did God really say you must not eat from this any tree in the garden? You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. This is the first animal talking in the garden. 这是第一个在园中会说话的动物，那叫做蛇。然后呢，人就堕落了。Since that, now it's the story of the fall of mankind. People fell. This is the first animal.The second animal is donkey, right? So donkey also spoke three times. This is a three question that the donkey asked Balaam. 所以说这个驴呢也一样说了三句话，是问他的主人巴兰说了三句话。那今天我们讲到 bonfire chicken. Can you think about any story related to chicken in the Bible? Today is Thanksgiving. Normally we're talking about turkey, but I changed a little bit.We talk about a chicken. 我们通常讲说到讲到火鸡嘛，感恩节。那我们今天讲到 bonfire chicken. 好 ，rooster. 好，我们来看一下这个影片。你看影片的时候，你仔细看一下有没有 bonfire chicken.
Aren't you also one of the disciples of that man?
It was cold, so the servants and guards had built a charcoal fire and were standing around it warming themselves. So Peter went over and stood with them, warming himself. Then Annas sent him, still tied up, to Caiaphas, the high priest. Peter was still standing there, keeping himself warm. So the others said to him, Aren't you also one of the disciples of that man?
No.I am not.
But Peter denied it. One of the high priest's slaves, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, spoke up.
Didn't I see you with him in the garden?
No.
And at once, a rooster crowed.
So normally wherever in my past experience during Thanksgiving, whenever I look at a chicken or rooster or a turkey and a bonfire or the oven, it always reminds me this story. I don't know whether it will remind you or not, but it always reminds me about this story. And today is Thanksgiving. Normally we are thankful. God provide us, give us a salvation, give us Jesus Christ.But today, we think in a different perspective. 今天我们从另外一个角度来思想我们的感恩节。那我每次在感恩节的时候呢，我每次看到 turkey, 火鸡或者是鸡或者是烤鸡，我通常就会想到圣经这个很经典的故事。那今天我们从不同的角度在这感恩节的时候去思考，我们应该如何向神来献上感恩。 在刚才那一幕当中，你会发现彼得用了两次不承认跟我不认得。 So in that passage, the video you just now you can see, you can hear that Peter denial. The Bible records two times, denial. And also, I don't know. So now, by the original Greek, aneomai actually is deny. Can you say with me? Aneomai. Very good. You are all my Greek students. You are so good in pronouncing this word so correctly. 所以你们呢都讲了很对。在这一段经文当中，彼得用了两次 deny Jesus， 两次用 deny aneomai 来 deny Jesus。如果你看圣经里面有两句经文 ，there are two scriptures in the Bible using this word denial。The first one is， 凡在人面前认我的，在我父面前我必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在天父面前也不认他。Whoever acknowledged me before man, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowned me before man, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. So this Peter disowned Jesus Christ, the Son, at a very, very important critical moment. That is when Jesus Christ come to the moment to be crucified on the cross. 在非常非常最重要的时刻，这个彼得呢，却否认了，用了这是 deny。 如果你用这句话来说的话，天父还会承认他吗？哇哦，你在众人面前根本就不认我，我在天上父面前也不会认他，彼得根本是不得救的。如果你从这样子来看的话， So you're here, you can say it, because Jesus publicly denied Jesus. And then the scripture here, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. SoAnd then, this word deny also using this famous scripture that we all know, we're all familiar with. 这个拒绝呢，或者这个不承认的这个 denial, 其实也是这句我们最熟悉的一句话。耶稣对人众人说，若要跟从我，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。So whoever wants to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.Who you need to deny yourself, not deny Jesus. This is the same word. I deny Jesus, but not deny me. 你如果看彼得他的一生当中，他讲了三句话 personally to Jesus, 个人的对耶稣讲 personally, Peter said these three sentences to Jesus. The first one, Lord, save me. Go away from me. Lord, I'm a sinful man.You remember the story? The first time when Jesus borrowed a boat from Peter to preach. And after the preaching, and he asked Peter to cast out a net. And he got a lot of fish. And then Simon Peter saw this and fell. And Jesus said, go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. This is Peter's experience. 所以彼得的经历，第一次你会发现主耶稣用了他的船，最后讲到之后叫他去捕鱼，结果捕了很多鱼，他突然间就从什么，先讲夫子，后来才讲到主。从那段故事当中的时候， The way how Peter addressed Jesus Christ is from Rabbi to what? Lord. First of all, said Rabbi, we could not catch any fish for the whole night. But at the end, he said, Lord, I'm a sinful man. This is the experience from Peter.But at a very critical moment in Jesus' life, when Jesus is going to be crucified, he denied him. Have you ever thought about in your entire Christian life? I'm very sure you must have experienced a great miracle, a great thing that God has done to you. 我也很确定的，我们今天在座每一个人都很确定说，神在我们过去的生命当中都做了什么伟大的事情，神供应你，神给予我们很多，我们都向神献上感恩。但许多时候，我们不这边的时候，你信主还是不信主？你信神存在不存在？那时候你会怎么回答 ？That is very critical. Sometimes the test of our faith is not based on the experience we have in the past. is at the very critical moment, at that moment. That is how we express our gratitude to the Lord. 彼得第二次的时候，当他在水上行，耶稣在水上行走的时候，彼得在水上也说我也要上去行走。结果呢，他看到风大雨大，他就非常害怕，他信心就少了，他就立刻呼喊说：“主啊，救我！” You still remember this story? This is a great, great experience. Jesus walked on the water, and Peter said, "Can I walk to you?" And then Peter walked on the water, but because of the storm around, he's kind of fearful, and he's got a little bit doubt, and he's almost sunk. And then he said to the Lord, "Lord, save me." He acknowledged he is the Lord. And also, you will know that Transfiguration Mountain, on the Transfiguration of Jesus Christ on the mountain, he said, "Lord, this is so good for us to be here." 所以你会发现，当登上变相的时候，他是亲眼见到主耶稣的登上变相是这么样子的荣耀。他说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。” This is all the experiences that Peter experienced in his entire Christian life. But at a very critical moment, 他就拒绝主了。你觉得？ 有点点讽刺. It's very sarcastic if you think about this story. No, do not know. 我不认得. 什么叫不认得? What do you mean a no? I know you, I don't know you. In the Hebrew Bible, in the Greek Bible, whenever it says no, it means what? There's a relationship there. There's a substantial relationship between two. If you know somebody, just like in the Garden of Eden, when the Eve and the Adam know each other, they have a baby. This is how it describes intimate relationship when we talk about knowing in the Bible. 当我们在圣经里面讲到知道的时候，认得这个字的时候呢，通常它的意思是非常亲密的关系。就如亚当跟夏娃，他们彼此认识，他们就有了孩子，是这样子一个很亲密的关系。 但是彼得在这里说，我不认得他，我不知道他，我跟他一点关系都没有，撇得一干二净。 Would that happen to us? Would that happen to us? 那个很可能会发生在我们身上吗？ You don't know. Yet Peter used to say this: "You are Christ, the Son of the Living God." God Father revealed this to Peter. Peter 曾经说过这句话：“你是基督，永生神的儿子。”这是我父上帝启示给你的。Wow, he knows Jesus Christ. He is the Son of the Living God. 但是在这里说 ，I do not know him. Wow, very sarcastic. 我们的生活当中，今年，尤其是 pandemic。 你不知道下一个会发生什么事情. Now it's a pandemic. When pandemic hit, your faith also being tested. 当疫情来到的时候，疫情来到我们家中的时候，我们的信仰也会受到冲击。更不用说将来的日子当中，我们要过基督的生活越来越艰难。那现在我们来看一个影片，但这影片不会发生在我们中间。 但我们来看看在历史当中所发生的一些事情。日本，在日本所发生的事情，那这一本影片呢，你们可以去找来看。它是出自一本小说，它主要是讲到当年日本基督徒到日本的时候是怎么样子的一个情形。这个电影的影片是叫做《沉默》。 So now it's a video from the novel. And the title of this movie is Silence. It's talking about how Christianity came to Japan. Japan, not China. Okay, watch this movie. Oh, what happened? 哎，不动了。
Yare! Yare!
Yare!
Smoke!
Yaraka!
お前は切りしたんだ。
じいさん。
次はお前だ。やれ。どうした。やれ。
あ、どうした。あ、よやれ。
できんのか。お前も切りしたんだ。やれ。
はよ、
やれ。
おい、
スマホあげ。
もうやらんか。
お前も苦しちゃうか。
おい。
伏せろ。お前は切りしたんだ。お前の身だ。切りしたんだ。クラスを知ったべ。
There are two missionaries sent to Japan. But at the end, these people, the Japanese, converted to Christianity. They strive to the end until they die. They don't deny Jesus. But there are two missionaries sent to this land, Japan, but finally they deny Jesus. But one of the missionaries, even though he denied Jesus, at the end, he died in Japan. Then when he died, they burned his body. When he burned his body, he carried a cross in his hand. He confessed that under the persecution, he could not tolerate that severe persecution. But he just asked the Lord for the forgiveness. But so at the end, when he died, he hold that cross in his hand when people burn him in the fire. What I want to say is that we don't really know how our faith is when we're being tested in our situation. Peter, 在刚才的影片当中有两个宣教士，其中一个宣教士，两个宣教士最后都是否认耶稣基督， 都是吐口水，甚至用脚踩在耶稣的画像上面。而这两个宣教士其实都是天主教的派到日本的宣教士，其中宣教士死的时候呢，他承认一件事情，在很强烈的逼迫之下，他无法承受得住，他最终向神来认罪悔改。他最终死的时候，他被焚化的时候，他抓着十字架在他手中，他是用这种方式向上帝献上他最后的悔改。彼得在这一段场景当中，他是怎么样子来回应当时人问他你认识主耶稣的时候，他先是启示，后来是发咒启示。你看当时的彼得他是什么样的反应。 You see the reaction here. First when the oath, when the oath, I don't know the man. And later on called out curses on himself and swore to them, I don't know the man. You couldn't imagine this Peter, Apostle Peter, who has experienced many things in his Christian life, but at the very end, he did this one. He denied Jesus 3 times. So even with an oath, and later called down a curse on himself and he swore to them. Peter 还说，其实彼得所说的，众门徒也曾经说过。You see here, this is when they have a Lord disciple, the Lord Supper. When the Lord have the Lord Supper together with the disciple, Peter said, "Even I have to die with you, I would never disown you." And all the other disciples say the same. Say the same. 彼得说，我就是和你同死，也总不能不认你。不止彼得一个人这么说，其实众门徒都是这样说。但是你会发现，全部门徒最终都全部逃走了。So when I see that everyone deserted him and fled, at the end, not only Peter, but actually the whole group, the 12 disciples, or 11 disciples of them and other disciples, they all fled and deserted him. The whole Bible,as including the Old Testament, 整本圣经包括旧约当中一直到这个时刻都一直在讲述这件事情，讲述上帝的子民一直忘记上帝。 There's one history in the Bible in Old Testament throughout Old Testament and New Testament is there's a group of people keep forgetting the Lord. What do you mean by keep forgetting the Lord? 就是没有感恩的心嘛。It's not. You don't have a thankful heart. Keep forgetting the Lord. 当年神把从埃及把以色列的百姓救出来的时候，一直不断的忘记神。很多的故事可以告诉我们，他一直的忘记神，一直的忘记神，一直的忘记神。这都是整本旧约当中里面告诉我们一个的故事。同样在新约的时候，12个门徒，其中一个是卖主的门徒，是一个也最终的时候全部逃离。 So in the Old Testament, you have a 12 tribes of people of Israel. They all forget the Lord. You see the history, right? And also in the, throughout the New Testament, in the Buddha Gospel, you can see 12 disciples, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 disciples forget the Lord.但是耶稣是怎么回应的？ How did Jesus respond to all this? When the soldier came to get Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, what did Jesus say to this soldier? 当这一群的兵丁来抓拿耶稣的时候，耶稣在那个时候说了这样子的一句话：我已经告诉你们，你们要找的人是我，我就是。你们若找我，就什么？让这些人去吧。I told you that I am he. I am the one that you want. Come and get me. And Jesus answered, If you are looking for me, let this man go. Let my disciple go. Let my people go. Are you familiar with this one? Pharaoh, Pharaoh, let my people go.See, same thing here. Jesus said, Let my people go. These people of God, these group of people who keep forgetting me, let them go. You can see the grace and loving kindness of God here. That's why after Peter disowned Jesus 3 times, what happened? What happened? After Peter denied Jesus 3 times, what happened? See that?
历史鸡就叫了，彼得想起主对他所说的话，鸡叫以先，你要3次不认我，他就出去痛哭。
我的主，我的主，请赦免我，你深知我的一切软弱，当你转身看我，毫无责备，眼中的爱念令我心碎。
So see, Jesus here, he looked upon Peter. God used another kind of animal to remind Peter. 从这里的时候，上帝用另外一只动物，当然不是用说话的声音，是用鸡叫的声音，来让彼得想起耶稣曾经对他所说的话。This is first thing. 这是第一个。God used rooster or chicken crow for 3 times to remind Peter. And the second thing, Jesus looked to Peter. 就是 Jesus turned around and looked to Peter. 另外一个就是耶稣转头亲眼的看着彼得，彼得就出去痛哭了。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，其实我们真的是要感恩的是 Thanks be to God for his continual preservation of our heart. 我们只是要因着神持续保守我们心的感恩。你不知道下一刻你会发生什么事情。我们会感谢主救我，我们会感谢主 provide me, 我们会感谢主很多，但是你不知道你下一刻会怎么样子对待主。但是神用他自己的爱继续不断回转我们，这是很重要很重要的。因着神持续保守我们心的感恩，因为我们常常是忘恩的，我们是常常是忘记的。 Because we are so much good in forgetting the Lord. Honestly speaking, 我们通常只记得感恩节、圣诞节跟复活节来教会做崇拜而已，平安节我们不记得。 Forgive me to say something very harsh word. 我们什么时候会记得神？可能是感恩节、圣诞节跟复活节，但平常日子呢？I don't know. In the future, what will happen to the United States? What will happen to Christianity in the United States? What will happen to Christianity all over the world? Now it's a pandemic. But in the future, what will happen? We don't know. But at that time, when our faith is tested, how are we going to respond? I don't know. Me as a missionary, I don't know too. I only said, Thanks be to God for his continued preservation of my heart at this moment. 我只能说感谢神，你继续保守我的心，我而感恩，因为我真不知道，求主你继续来保守我。因为当第一次主跟门徒上逾越节的时候，他跟两个门徒特别讲了一些话，第一个是彼得，第二个是谁？犹大。 You might think thatGod, you have a rooster. You look upon Peter. You have something to remind Peter. And Peter went out and wept and asked for your forgiveness. What about Judas Iscariot? Did you do something to Judas Iscariot? You remind Peter. You pull back Peter.You love Peter. How about Judas Iscariot? Did you do something to remind Judas Iscariot that you also love him? 那你可能会想说，主你自己不断的提醒保守看顾彼得，有这个鸡叫的声音让他能够回转，那这个犹大呢？ Throughout the whole Lord's Supper， 耶稣一直不断的 The Lord Jesus keep continuing recalling back Judas Iscariot， 因为他在约翰福音十三章一节里面讲到一件事情，逾越节以前耶稣知道这离世归父的时候到了，既然爱世间属自己人就爱他们到底。 He now showed them the full extent of his love to the end, including Judas Iscariot. 他怎么样子显出他自己的爱呢？ How he showed his love to all the disciples in the Lord's Supper. Washing the feet, 洗脚。 When you wash the feet, including who?Including Judas Iscariot's feet. 当主耶稣洗脚的时候，他一样是包括犹大的脚。而且耶稣还说了这样几句话，他知道谁在卖他，他还洗他的脚。你们不都是干净的？众门徒都听得一清二楚。你们不都是干净的？一直不断的透过这些言语，一直不断行动，叫犹大来回转。回转跟回转。 He keep calling Judas Iscariot, come back, come back, come back. First by washing his feet. 然后呢，在主餐的时候，主耶稣有没有暴露谁会出卖他？ Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus expose the person who's going to betray him and say the name?Did Jesus say that? 没有啊。Throughout the whole Lord's Supper, to the end, nobody knows who's going to betray Jesus. And even Jesus didn't really mention the name. But he used what?
After Jesus had said this,
我们就不看影片了。你们都知道，在这个影片当中的时候，主耶稣用这个，你们自己看吧。
One of you is going to betray me.
The disciples looked at one another, completely puzzled about whom he meant. One of the disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was sitting next to Jesus. Simon Peter motioned to him.
Ask him whom he is talking about.
So that disciple moved closer to Jesus' side.
Who is it, Lord? I will dip some bread in the sauce and give it him. He is the man.
So he took a piece of bread, dipped it, and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot.As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him.
Hurry and do what you must.
None of the others at the table understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas was in charge of the money bag, some of the disciples thought that Jesus had told him to go and buy what they needed for the festival, or to give something to the poor.Judas accepted the bread and went out at once.
He didn't expose who's going to betray him, but Jesus used the what? Dipping bread, and give the dipping bread to Judas Iscariot, and then do whatever you want to do. And Judas Iscariot made a decision.To betray Jesus. How he betrayed Jesus? By kissing the son to betray. For the very beginning, Jesus washing his feet. That is a sacrificial love. But it's a versus kissing the son to betray. 所以你可以看见主耶稣从开始的时候 用爱不断地来回转着他。但是最终的时候，犹大是用亲嘴一个很亲密的举动来把主卖掉，他做了这样子一个决定。神一直不断地使我们回转，你会发现神用动物，神用周遭的环境，神用很多很多情形不断地提醒我们来使我们回转。 You can see, you can count on many things in your entire, in your daily life. Sometimes God will use an animal, nature, to talk to you, remind you. Thanks be to God for his continual reminders upon our heart. We can come back to him because we are weak. We're so weak. What's the name of the movie?
看，耶稣，你真的完成了，你真的从死里复活了。来吧，我们走吧。
来，等一下。天使说什么？
去告诉他的门徒和彼得，不要惊恐，耶稣已经复活了咯。对咯，你已经复活了吗？来，我们走吧。
天使说了什么？
去告诉他的门徒和彼得。去告诉他的门徒和彼得，我的名字。为什么你要说我的名字？
彼得，这是恩典。
不不不，我不配你这个恩典。那天晚上很多人都来问我是不是你的门徒，我一直在否认你，我不配你这个恩典，你知道吗？我这一生都无法弥补我的错误，我的所作所为是无法被赦免的。
不，彼得，我在十字架所成就的就是要那赦免，那不可被赦免的，这是恩典，这不关乎你是谁，你做了什么，而关乎我是谁，我成就了什么，这是恩典。
So when Jesus rose from the dead, the angel in the tomb asked Mary Magdalene to tell the disciple. In this passage, it's the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 5 to 7. This angel said here, go, tells his disciple and Peter. 那这是唯一在福音书当中记载的一段，在其他地方记载的时候就回去告诉你们徒，没有一段像马可福里面讲到一个特别提起要告诉彼得。 So here's a passage, the only passage in the book of the gospel talking about the angel asked the woman to go and tell the disciple and mention specifically the name Peter.That's how that movie comes about. Jesus still acknowledged, he is still my disciple. Go tell his disciple and Peter. He still knows his name. Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget a baby at the breast and have no compassion on the child she was born?Though you may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hand. Your words are ever before me. 西安说，耶和华离弃了我，主忘记了我。妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜恤她所生的儿子呢？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。看哪，我将你铭刻在我的掌上，你的强掌藏在我的眼前。 Can you imagine that? When Jesus down this palm,Open his arm. His hand is nailed on the cross. This pound, you, me, engraved on the pound of the crucified hands of Jesus. 你可以想象得到吗？当主耶稣钉死在十字架上面，他手上的钉痕的时候，你可以想象，我没有忘记你，我将你铭刻在我的掌上，我钉死在十字架上。是为了你跟我，他忘记过吗？ 虽然彼得拒绝了三次，神一直不断呼唤他回来。Even Peter disowned him three times, he still remembered his name. I already said, throughout this book, we're always talking about forgetting the grace of the Lord. 这本书一直告诉我们，上帝的子民一直忘恩，忘恩负义，忘记上帝的恩典。但是，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。因神持续够用的恩典而感恩，真的，我们真的感谢神继续保守我们，能够在这里敬拜，能够赞美，就是到这一刻都是一件感恩的事情，因为我们真不知道下一刻会发生什么。 Because we don't know what will happen next second. At the end, 最后，烤火上的鸡 Bonfire chicken，神怎么样子在最后的时候再次用 bonfire 来向他的门徒说话。约翰福音第21章有这样子一个故事，就是耶稣与他门徒一起进一起什么一起有早餐。这早餐是发生在什么地方？发生在围炉跟火炉的旁边。
When they stepped ashoreThey saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and some bread.
Bring some of the fish you've just caught.
The fish. This then was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from death. After they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter,
Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?
Yes, Lord. You know that I love you.
Take care of my lambs.
A second time, Jesus said to him,
Simon, son of John, do you love me?Take care of my sheep.
A third time, Jesus said,
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
Peter became sad because Jesus asked him a third time, Do you love me? And so he said to him,
Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Take care of my sheep.
So after Jesus said this,Jesus continued to say, I tell you the truth. When you were younger and dressed yourself and went where you wanted, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, Follow me.接下来主耶稣说了这句话，我实实在在告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。 Can you imagine how beautiful the picture is? BonfirePeter disowned Jesus three times. At the end, the bonfire breakfast, and Jesus asked Peter three times, Do you love me? And trust him. And trust him, the word. And trust him, take care of my sheep. No matter how weak we are, 无论我们有多么的软弱， 感谢神他持续的爱跟托付而感恩。Thanks be to God for his continual and trusting love and word to us. He still trusts us no matter how weak we are. This is the loving kindness of God. 这是上帝自己的恩典。你可以想象多么美的一个图画，在一个围炉的旁边拒绝神三次，他就在一个围炉的旁边，一个围火的旁边，一个烤火的旁边，亲自烤鱼，不是烤鸡，来预备早餐给他那个门徒吃，而且仍然向他显明他自己的爱，甚至托付他福音的工作，仍然信靠他。Thanks be to God for his entrusting love and trust Peter and trust us to continue his word to the end of the world. 神他仍然托付我们工作，无论我们有多么多么的软弱。而今天信息就这样子的简单，烤火上的鸡 is a reminder to us. 神持续保守我们的心，提醒我们的心，他常常用够用的恩典，用他的爱一直不断的扶持着我们，甚至还托付我们未完成的工作。 Thanks be to God, He preserved our heart. He continued to remind us, to call us back. His sufficient grace, His continued entrusting love, continued to entrust us to do His word, the unending word throughout the whole generation, throughout to the end of the earth.当我们面向将来的时候，我们不知道我们的属灵旅程会发生什么事情，我们只是感谢神，求主你继续的保守我们。 We don't know what will happen in the future, but we just thanks be to God, continue to preserve our heart that we can walk on this path toward what? To the end until we die, until we see you in heaven.所以今天结束的时候，以这首诗歌来作为结束。Now is the response hymn. This response hymn is the closing for our today's sermon. 烤火上的鸡。那我们再次的回到主面前，来思想我们自己，在感恩节的时候，来想想我们自己的心常常是怎么对着主的。我们以后我们的心要怎么样子在主的面前常常去检查。好，
你的道路高过我的道路。 one child.